My name is Lina Lalandi. I am the director of the English Bach Festival Trust. Stravinsky was one of our three presidents. First was Schweitzer, the second was Stravinsky, and the third, Leonard Bernstein, who succeeded him. Stravinsky came into my life, first of all, when I met him in Ancine 64 during a performance at the studios in Abbey Road for his own recording of the Rex Progress. He had a cold and he had a shawl around his shoulders, and I was feeding him, I remember, whiskey with milk. He was, of course, a legendary figure, and I was a great admirer of his. And he was extremely fond of me, and I was extremely happy and proud all my life for being so close to him. I got to know him very well because, contrary to what his usual habit, he did actually conduct several things at the English Bach Festival. And one memorable occasion was 1966 in Athens, in the concert when he conducted the Oedipus Rex. He did not want to go alone on the stage. I felt rather embarrassed and shy. I had a sort of pink suit on, and I had to be there, go on with him on off the stage, and be there during the performance. And then afterwards, after the first bow, he looked quite happy, but then he didn't seem to be like the idea of going backwards and forwards, either because there is after the platform, it was an antique theater, so further than the platform is obviously slightly uneven, and maybe he didn't like that, I don't know, but I was rather reluctant, and he was, don't torture me. However, I sort of pushed him gently, and afterwards he said, oh, you sweet, you are an angel, and he kissed me. I think he was reputed to be quite difficult and quite rude in some ways, but I don't think he was much as all that. I remember him being quite fond of money, that I do remember. And he actually conducted as much as all that, but he certainly did some memorable performances, including some of ours, in Athens and in Oxford. When I met him, I believe he must be over 70. He looked the most extraordinary face. It's a wonderful face for caricature, or for drawings, or for photographs. He had this crooked nose and the glasses, and this intense look. He had a funny face, but a very interesting face. One of the greatest works, one, is the Symphony of Psalms. Another great thing was the most controversial Rite of Springs, which has been given at this riotous performance at the time in Paris. It's not riotous now, but it's also something which can create the most colossal impression, because it's a very strong, this is intentionally, to my mind, Russian. And the first one I remember time I saw it, it was in a wonderful performance by a Russian company. What I think Stravinsky is got a common thing with Tchaikovsky, among other things, is every note can be danced of Tchaikovsky, and every note can be danced of Stravinsky. It is the most rhythmical and alive music, which can be always interpreted by the body. It's always the most danceable music I know. My last memory of him was shortly before his death. He used to stay there for a time in the Dolder Hotel in Zurich, and I went to see him there, and I saw him in the balcony. He was sitting in the balcony, sat by his feet, and he told me, darling, I am bored. I said, what do you do? He said, I can't do very much. I'm listening to some music, you see. And I was telling him all my news very spontaneously and with much sort of happiness, and he suddenly had this very strange face. He had this very strange face anyway, and he took a very intense look, you see. And so I opened my eyes, ears, to hear some great momentum, something which I shall remember all my life. And he said, you are very beautiful. I was never beautiful. It was just his love, but it was wonderful for me, first of all, to love, and to love him